ധ്യാമോദവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം നിത്യം നിരന്തരാനന്ദം ചിദ്ഘനം ബ്രഹ്മനിർഭയം ശ്രുത്യാ തർക്കാനുഭൂതിഭ്യാം അഹമസ്മി അദ്വയം സദാ. In the previous day, we learned the first two shlokas of the 15th chapter. So in the first two shlokas, Krishna described about the world, description of the world. So the world is karma, karma loka, karma anubandini manushya loke. So it is karma, the vriksham, samsara vriksham is based on karma, though it is only an illusion in the urdhva moolam, the real root, that root which is above the root of Brahman. So namarupam, namarupa yuktam, this jagat which is namarupam, this jagat is only an illusion in Ishvara, in Brahman. So that is why yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisamvishanti tad vijijnyasasva tad brahmeti. So know that to be Brahman, which is from which this world has come, in which the world resides, and onto which the world will merge at the time of pralayam or after destruction. So that is what is called as Brahman, and know that. So that from which the world comes from Brahman, the world resides in Brahman, the world merges onto Brahman, that means the world has to be Brahman. So the difference, the bhedam, the differences in the world is only with respect to nama rupam. It is only an illusion. That's why Shankara calls it as jagan mithya. It is mithya, it's not real. And this mithya jagat, this mithya jagat, we cannot know. As we, like the example that Amma gave was, if we are inside the forest, we will not be able to know the forest completely. In order to know the forest, we have to come out of the forest. Similarly, this world, we cannot know this world. This world cannot be known by being in it. So the only way a person can know this world clearly is by coming out of the world. So what about the previous explanations of karma, this, that and all? All those are just temporary explanations. Can we really understand those? Can we understand? If we understand, then that means we are going beyond the world. So the world cannot be known. The world is karma loka. That's just a temporary explanation. Karma loka. Oh, you say karma loka. Can you explain it a bit further? Where does karma come from? Oh, karma, because like I did some actions in the previous birth, I get carried. Oh, what about the previous birth? Oh, that was previous birth. What about that previous birth? Where will it end? No. We can't find out where it started, where it ended. Even karma is an illusion. It's not real. Karma is beyond yukti. We cannot find out anything about karma. So this is the explanation that was given, was in order to point out the fault in the world. The world is karma lokam, which means it is based on karma. Karma deludes a person. Karma cannot give a person anandam. Karma will only give a person dukkham. That was the main point. And if when a person knows anityam asukham lokam, then we'll be able to seek the urdhva moolam Ishvara by going beyond the world. So that is why the explanation. But if there are people, or if there is a person who says, I want to know this world, I want to know Maya, there is no way at all. Maya, Our world cannot be known from within the world. We have to get out of the world in order to know the world. So when we are inside a room, we cannot know the room completely. Yes, we can know whatever is there inside the room, but can we know like what is the roof? Can we know the outside painting? We can't know any of those. If we have to know, we have to get out of the room. Similarly, being in the world, we cannot completely understand the world. We have to understand, we have to just know that the world is sorrowful, and with that knowledge go beyond the world. That is what Krishna says in the next two shlokas. So there are many people in the world who, after learning a few scriptures in the sense Vedanta or other sciences, people who start learning about something and then they get egoistic about it. Oh, I know Vedanta. Oh, Vedanta, I know. I don't need Paramartha. I don't need Chinmaya Mission. I don't need Amma. I know myself. I know it. Oh, you don't have to tell me. I know. So there are people who say, I know. Can a person really understand the world? No. Nobody can understand the world. Oh, what about Amma? Ask Amma as to what is the world. Amma's reply will be that there is no world at all. The world itself is not at all there. Jagadidam akilam asaram maigameveti manasi manvanaha. Jivan Mukta will know that this entire world is maikam. Mayyebudeti chidvyomni jagad gandharva pattanam. This is like a gandharva nagaram. Swapnamaye yata drishtam gandharva nagaram yata tata vishwamidam drishtam vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. Gaudapada says that this world, swapnamaye yata drishtam, even as swapna, we see a lokam in swapnam, the swapna lokam. Gandharva nagaram yata, gandharva nagaram, all of a sudden somebody is a castle in sky, that is gandharva nagaram. So similarly, is this tata vishvam idam drishtam, tata idam vishvam drishtam, this world also is seen that way by Vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. People who have insight into Vedanta, who have Vedanta drishti, who have jnana drishti. So that is the only way we can know the world. The world is an illusion. We cannot know anything about the world. So Balakrishna Nair speaks, like gives an example. Trying to find out about the world is like few people trying to find out what is there in desert, the water in desert. So they try to analyze, oh, is that water pure? Is that water salty? Can that be used for drinking? Can that be used for something else? Can that be used to create petrol? Can that be used for this, that? Are there fishes in the water? Can we like do something there? Boat, we can have a boat ride. So four or five people start. It's like the symposiums that we have or seminars. Conduct a lot of seminar about this thing, about that thing. Ultimately, what? You cannot know. A person cannot know about the world. The world, we cannot know completely about the world because it's not real. Then what did Krishna say in the previous two shlokas? He said that the world is anityam. That is what he said, anityam asukham. Anityam itself means it is not real, it is constantly changing. That which is constantly changing is not real. That which is not real, can we really explain it? We cannot explain it at all. So if we want to know anything about the world, in the world, about the world, then there are limitations. We may be able to understand to an extent, but ultimately we will not be able to understand without going beyond the world. And once we go beyond the world, is there any world to talk about? No, world is not there. Oh, finding about water in desert. We go near and say, oh, there is no water. Then is there any seminar required? No. So many people are there in the world who try to learn a lot of things. So many people want to learn Ishta Siddhi. Lot of works, just find out some name or somebody likes the work, therefore follow the person, anuyayis. The world is such that people are afraid to follow their own path because dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Out of duality, fear comes. So when there is duality, when we have dual vision, then fear comes there. So you don't want to follow alone. Of course, if we follow alone, then it's a lot of problems are there. Who will support us? And in case we fall down, who will help us out? So all those problems come. So therefore, people want to just become anuyayis, discipleship. That has become very common these days. Find out somebody and then like say, oh, I am your disciple. Oh, I am your disciple. Oh, you are my guru. So all those are like people who in the world, they want to find out and do things in the world. Can all those like people survive? Can all those people progress? No, they cannot. A person who doesn't acknowledge the ultimate truth that everything is one and getting rid of ragadvesham, a person who has attachment and still goes to Amma, such a person will not get moksha. There itself, as we already know, when a person goes and asks Amma, Amma, when will we get moksha? There is no we in moksha, there is only I. There is no we. So the moment we say that, oh, I have to take care of this, I have to take care of that, then take care of it. If we have to take care of that, we are part of the world. If we are part of the world, can we go beyond the world? No. Then what will happen? Oh, I know that the world is sorrowful, but still I am fine with it. It will be like the pig story, Uddhava's pig story. Pigs. Oh, I know that this is wrong, but I still do it, as Chinmaya says. Oh, Gurudev, I know that. Oh, Swamiji, I know that this is wrong, but I can't help it. So, we have to understand, we have to remember that without the ultimate truth, without seeking Ishvara, no amount of sadhana, any sadhana will not help us. Vadantu shastrani yajantu devan, kurvantu karmani bhajantu devataha, atmaikya bodhena vina vimuktirna siddhyati brahma shatantare api. Vadantu shastrani, like us, like people learn scriptures and then are able to chant scriptures, give discourses on scriptures. So vadantu shastrani yajantu devan, it is devatas, yajnas are done for devatas. Kurvantu karmani, lot of actions, social service action, big actions. Bhajantu devataha bhajanam, akanda nama bhajanam, 7-day bhajanam, 14-day bhajanam, bhagavata saptaham. So all those are fine, well and good. All those are very good. But can they give us moksha? No. Atmaikya bodhena vina, without atmaikya bodham, without the knowledge that everything is one Ishvara, that advitiya satyam, without knowing that, vimuktirna siddhyati, we won't get moksha, not even in brahma shatantare api, not even in 100 lifespans of brahma. So that is what we have to always remember. As long as we are in the world, we cannot know the world, we cannot get happiness at all. A person has to go beyond the world in order to get happiness. So it's like telling we are inside a room and the room is on fire. Oh, room is on fire, room is on fire, room is on fire. Will that save us? No. If we have to escape from the fire, we have to not just say that the room is on fire, we have to act on it, we have to come out of the room. Similarly, knowing that the world is an illusion, oh, jagat mithya, oh, why are you worrying? Come on, jagat mithya. That's not enough. We have to go beyond the world. How can a person do that? That's also there in jagat mithya. Jagat mithya means mithya jagat, changing world. Changing world means automatically there is a changeless substratum. So that's why Krishna says anityam asukam lokam. He doesn't just say, oh, the world is sorrowful. Know that the world is sorrowful. It's not just that. Imam prapya bhajasvamam. After having attained this sorrowful world, seek me. Seek me as the urdhva moolam. Seek me as the substratum of this world. And then you will know the entire world. So there are many people who want to know a lot of things in the world. All those are fine. We can know all those. But along with that, we have to remember that ultimately, this world, this dual world doesn't exist at all. Whatever is there is one Advitiya Ishvara alone. So that's what Krishna says here, that narupamasyeha tatopalabhyate nanto nachadir nacha sampratishta ashvattamenam suvirudamulam asangashastrena dridhena chitva tatapadam tatparimargitavyam यस्मिन् गतान निवर्तन्ति भूयः तमेव चाध्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये यत प्रवृत्ति प्रसृता पुराणी. सो बोथ श्लोकास आर रिलेटेड. So Dridena Chitva, having cut, and then the next shloka has to be related. So the first three lines speak about this world. We can't know this world at all. Na rupam asya, na rupam, na asya rupam. This world's rupam, this world's form. Tata, tata means as such, as whatever I have explained previously. This world's very nature. Iha, here, na upalabhyate. It's not possible to know. So the form of this world as such we cannot know from here. So it's not that we can't know the world. We can know the world, but we can't know the world from within the world. If we have to know the world, we have to come out of the world. So if we are part of the world, we cannot know the world as such. We have to come out. So here asya rupam na tatha upalabhyate. As such, whatever I have explained previously, and anityam, asukam, and all, if you have to really know about this world, you have to get out of the world. So just, we don't need to be convinced of anityam, asukam. We know that it's any intelligent person who looks at the world will find that the world is sorrowful, and such a person will not be able to understand the world. There will be many questions about the world. What is this world? Where did it come from? How did it come? And then like many, many people going to Balakrishna Nair and then asking, oh, will I become an insect in the next birth? Are Apsaras there? Are these people there? Are those people there? Devas there? What will happen after this? Shouldn't I do this? Shouldn't I do that? So lot of questions will come up. All those questions are with respect to the world. We cannot know the world. So that's why many people learn about the world, whatever the scriptures say about Srishti Kriya, or what is Srishti, how Srishti happens. This came first, that came first, and after going through Tattva Bodha, after going through Pancharishi, after going through Vedanta Saram and all those work, still there will be doubts left. So all those explanations are fine. It's okay to know about the world or wanting to know about the world, but we cannot know the world as such from where we stand. We have to go beyond the world in order to know the world. And moreover, if we know that this world is sorrowful, at least that much we know, then would we want to know about the world? No. An intelligent person will not want to know, Oh, I went to this place. You know, it's a very beautiful place, but the treatment is very bad. The hotel where I stayed, the treatment is awful. So hearing to this, will we say, oh yeah, I want to experience that. I want to know more about that awful treatment. No. So when a person knows that something is sorrowful, he won't want to know. And this world, we can't know at all. So, narupam asyeha tatopalabhyate nanto. It's antam. Where does the world end? No, it is endless. Nacha adihi, adihi na. And its beginning, where did it begin? Where did it end? Nacha sampradishta. Where is it established? Okay, this world is changing, but where is it established? Oh, Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. Okay, do you know Brahman? Yeah, I know. It's like janmadhyasya yata. Yatova imani bhutani jayanti ena jatani jivanti yatayanti abhidam vishanti tad vijnyasasva tad brahma. What else do you need to know? Oh, can you explain a little bit more? Oh, brahma vedam amritam purastha brahma pashcha brahma dakshina dashte uttirena. Everywhere it is Brahman. Is that knowledge? No. Oh, that is knowledge. That is knowledge. That is Brahman. Okay, by the way, like, can you give me a lift home? And on the way, like, can we stop at MacD? I want to get some tea and French fries as well. And I don't have any money, so you'll have to help me out. So that's how our knowledge of Brahman will be. So can we know from the world? No, we cannot know. We can only know that anityam asukam. From within the world cannot be known. Then how do we know that the world is doesn't exist at all? That's because of a Sadguru's grace. Because of Sadguru's grace, we come to know at least intellectually what this world is, where it is, and all, we get a little bit of knowledge, and that knowledge is not complete until we go beyond the world. So this world, where what is its form, we can't know as such. Whatever is its form, whatever has been explained previously, that form we don't know. That, so here Shankara says tata upalabhyate, means whatever has been explained previously, but we can also say as such. Whatever is the very nature of the world, we cannot know it from within the world. Where did it begin? Where did it end? Where is it established? Being in the world, we cannot know. The same example of Amma's example. Inside the forest, can we know where the forest begins, where the forest ends, where the forest is? No, all those are also we won't be able to know. If we need to know as to what this world really is, we have to seek its moolam, the source of the world, so that at least to an extent we can know this forest. Oh, this forest came from a seed. Oh, I know that. Like, I know that seed. Let's try to find out about that seed. This world, it came from Brahman. Oh, scriptures say, Krishna says that urdhva moolam. So rather than trying to find out about the world, let me try to focus on Ishvara. And when we focus on Ishvara, with the knowledge that everything is Ishvara, Sarvam Ishwaramayam, then we'll be able to go beyond this world. And as Krishna has been always telling, that this world is very dangerous because it grows and grows. So that is what he said, Ashwattam Enam Suviruda Moolam. This Ashwattam is Suviruda Moolam. This, the Moolam. Moolam means, it's not Urdhva Moolam, the other Moolam. Adascha Moolani Anusantatani. So what are Moolas? What are the roots? The roots below of this tree. What are the roots? Yeah, anyone? Yeah, what are the below roots of this tree? Okay, after one day, like you what? Yeah, vasanas. Yeah, you have at least certain things. It's fine. Initially, we just have to bayar the shlokas, but we have to start learning the meaning and knowing at least certain things so that we can relate and we can remember. So, anityam asukam, that is all enough. But vasanas is what here it says. So, a spiritual seeker, at least people who really want moksha, should like initially start learning the shlokas. So the next level, the next step would be, after learning the shlokas, the next step would be trying to remember the meaning of the shlokas, trying to remember the concepts as much as possible. Oh, everything is Brahman, then I'll just remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Okay, good. Oh, while driving, I know everything, so I don't need to remember anything. I just need to remember that I shouldn't hit someone. That's also fine. But then what will happen? New Jersey law, it's a free ride. So you'll take free ride, you'll go to New York and take a free ride, you'll get a ticket. That is what will happen. So it's easy to say, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, I'll just remember that. But it will help us if we can remember concepts. It will help us, it will definitely help us. You can take my word for that. Though ultimately we have to remember that everything is Ishvara, but along with that, if we can remember concepts, that will also help us out. So vasanas are this moola. So ashvattamenam suviruda moolam. Suvirudam, virudam, rudam means very strong. Suvirudam means very strong. The vasanas are very strong, we know. We of course know how strong vasanas are. Vasanas are very strong. So this ashvatta vriksham, its moolam, its roots are very, very strong. So it's very strong. So even if, or even though we may know that it is sorrowful, in order to go beyond it, we need a strong axe. So as to vasanas, how strong vasanas are. So once a girl went to Amma and asked Amma, Amma, like the girl, it was a student in the Amrita Institute, Computer Institute, and my sister used to tell to that girl that vasanas have to get reduced. So the girl went to Amma and said, Amma, like, can you get rid of vasanas? So Amma laughed and said, oh, is that okay? Like, just go out Go to the next shop, get a Chandrika soap, have a bath, and vasanas will vanish. So vasanas are not easy to vanish. Even if Vishwamitra did tapas for many, many years and still he got deluded in one second. Summa gives a beautiful story to illustrate this. So once a guru was having bath with his disciples. So the guru had artificial teeth. I don't know what that is called in Settipal, that's what is called in Malayalam. I don't know what it is called in English. So he had artificial teeth, and while he was having bath, the guru's artificial teeth fell off. So everybody started searching here and there in the river or pond, whatever we can understand. They were searching, they couldn't find. So then one disciple said, it's very easy to find. So he brought they brought a jalebi. And then even as a person is fishing, so to the hook or nook, whatever it is, the jalebi was tied, and then it was showed above water, and immediately the teeth got, it's like a magnet pull, the teeth was pulled away. So that's how strong vasanas are. The artificial tooth was out of the mouth, but still the vasanas are so strong. So vasanas are very strong. It's not tough to overcome vasanas. So in order to overcome vasanas, what should a person need? A person needs asanga shastrena. So asanga shastram. So the shastram, the axe, which can help us cut down the roots of this tree. That means cut down this tree itself. Cut down this tree means going beyond the tree. So going beyond the sorrowful world, how can we do asangam? Asanga shastram. Shastram, the weapon and the axe used is asangam. So asangam means not getting attached to anything. So that's where again sarvam ishwaramayam. If we remember that everything is Ishwara, we cannot get attached. Attachment is due to likes and dislikes, which are due to duality, dual notion, bheda bhavana. So bhedam. If we think one entity is different from another, that is when we get attached. That's why sangam comes. So dhyayato vishyan pumsaha. Is there any vishya to do dhyanam? No. What are vishyas? Ishwara. Who are you? Ishwara. Then how can there be sangam? Sangam between Ishwara and Ishwara, is that possible? No, it's not possible. Because Ishwara himself is Ishwara. How can there be sangam between the same person? No. So that is asangam. So asangam doesn't necessarily mean that we have to stay away from our parents, stay away from relatives, stay away from friends. That is not asangam meant here. So many people try to emulate others or imitate others. So it's almost impossible. Just because my father is living life being detached to everyone doesn't mean we can live. I may be living life in a renunciate way, not getting attached to anyone, not having any friends. But that's not what is really meant here. Externally, it's not external detachment or disassociation what is meant here. It is internal. And this asangam means jnanam. Knowing that everything is Ishwara, nama rupam is mithya, everything is Ishwara. That asangam. Or at least nama rupam is dukkam. If we know nama rupam is dukkam, how can we get attached to it? Externally, we may... it's like telling we the doormat. We use the doormat. But are we attached to it? No. Why? Because we know that it has its purpose and then we leave it there. We know that if we get attached to the doormat, then it will give us dirt. It will give us dukkham. So we know. We partially follow this asangam. While in the world, in worldly activities, we partially follow this asangam, but we have to create the awareness and be asangam towards anything and everything. So internally, not externally. Externally, if we have to go to parties, still fine. Externally, if we have to kill a person, that is also fine. Internally, not getting attached to anything at all. So that is asanga shastram. And dridhena, with this asanga shastram, dridhena, with lot of strength. So asanga shastram and with lot of strength, chitva means having cut. So this ashvattam, this Ashwatthama, this tree world, which is an illusion, which cannot really be known, which is sorrowful. So that tree has to be cut with the axe of asangam, or detachment, internal detachment, and with strength. So what is strength? So Dridhena, Shankara interprets it as, he gives two qualities, so vivekam and abhyasam. So this axe, so any axe has to be sharpened. How do we sharpen axes? We just like rub it with a sharp object like stone. Stones, we rub it in the stones and it becomes very strong. So here, this axe of, I hope my pronunciation of the word is right. Axe or eggs? Okay, this axe of asangam, it has to be strengthened by vivekam and abhyasam. So asanga shastram, strengthened by viveka abhyasam. So what is vivekam? Vivekam means brahma satyam jagan mithya, that is vivekam, knowing that everything is just Ishvara, that is vivekam. Knowing that whatever we are perceiving is nama rupam in Ishvara, that is vivekam. And abhyasam means again and again having, abiding in this vivekam, trying to maintain this vivekam. So if we maintain this vivekam, automatically asangam will come. So if we are able to remember that everything is Ishvara at all times, then automatically asangam has come there. Because then how can we get attached to anything? We cannot get attached to anything. We will not get attached to anything because we know that there is only Ishvara. So how can I get attached to something? I cannot. So that is what is meant here. Asanga shastrena dridena chitva. And then what will happen if this tree world is cut? Using asanga shastram, strengthened by viveka and abhyasam. Tataha padam. After that, the padam, a person will achieve that state. Padam tat parimargitavyam. Parimargitavyam means a person will find out or know. So nyatavyam, a person will know that state. Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyaha. So yasmin gata, that a person who cuts this tree world, he will find out, he will know that state, which having attained, yasmin gata, after having attained that state, na nivartanti, a person will not return back, bhuyaha, never again. So never again a person will return back. So that means once this tree is cut with asanga shastram, and a person realizes there is no coming back. There is no coming back whatsoever. So looking at Mahatmas, we can know, are Mahatmas bound by the rules of the world? No. Do Mahatmas get sad in this world? No. Oh, wait a minute, Amma gets sad. Is Amma really sad? We should ask her and we will know. Amma is not really sad. Amma is sad at the empirical plane, but internally she is ever blissful. If Amma is sad, internally sad, then the very next person she deals with, she is very happy and blissful, and she sees some people. How is that possible? That's not possible. So that means Amma is not really sad. She is only externally sad. Internally she is ever blissful. So after having attained this state, there is no return whatsoever. So that is the greatness of moksha. Once this tree has been cut and a person realizes Ishvara, then there is no downfall, there is no coming back, there is no dukkham at all. Yes, means sthitona dukkena gurunapi vichalyate. Gurunapi vichalyate. So being positioned or abiding in that state, there is no dukkham at all. Even if the greatest dukkham comes, external sorrow comes, person will not move from his blissful state. So that is the greatness of that state. So this world is sorrowful. We can't know this world. If we want to really know this world, how can we know this world? Asanga shastram. Use the asanga shastram, and then a person will cut this world and go beyond realizing Ishvara, realizing that blissful state of which is termed as moksha. So moksha can be achieved by asangam. How can we strengthen our asangam? Viveka abhyasam. Both Vivekam means Sarvam Isharamayam Ishvara Namam Rupam. Nabhyasam, again and again trying to abide in it. Whenever Yato Yato Nishcharati Manas Chanchalam Astiram Tatastato Niyam Yetat Atmanyeva Vasham Nayet. Whenever the mind gets distracted from Vivekam, then pulling it back, that is Abhyasam. Tatrastitau Yatnaha Abhyasaha. That's what Patanjali says. Abhyasam means putting effort to remain in that state, putting effort to abide in Vivekam, putting effort to have Vivekam, that is Abhyasam. So Viveka Abhyasam, when a person does Viveka Abhyasam, he becomes Asanga. So Asanga, again, Asanga doesn't mean externally renouncing things, externally staying away, no. So some people might take sannyasam, they are think that going and joining an ashram is good. So they'll join the ashram. But in the ashram, they'll be thinking about their parents, about their friends, about their relatives, etc. So that is not asangam. Thinking like asangam, real asangam is internal. At times, internal asangam can be achieved through external asangam. It need not necessarily be the case. So many people are far away from their relatives, friends, etc. But still, they are bound by them. They are attached to them. That means attachment is not external. It is internal. So here, asangam means inner asangam. At any point of time, not getting attached. Not getting attached even the least. That is possible when a person sees everything as Ishvara. And if we are a little lazy to go beyond the world, then we can say two things can be achieved through cutting this tree world. Two things can be achieved by going beyond the world or using Asanga Shastram. One is we can know the world. Of course, it's knowledge that a person wants. That's why Krishna says, Yajnyatva neha bhuyo anyajnyatavyam avashishyate. Kasminna bhagavod vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. In the Upanishad starts, Mundaka Upanishad starts with Shaunakau Havai Mahashalo Angirasam vidivat upasanna papraccha kasminna bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati iti. So Shaunaka goes to Angiras and says, Oh Bhagavan, tell me that by knowing which I can know everything. So we want to know everything. We want to know this world. Of course, many people want to know things in the world. Oh, what if like I know the scriptures like Paramartha? Oh, what if like Sundara Kumar I can chant all the Bhagavatam shlokas? What if I can sing all the ragas like Pandit Jasraj? What if like I can create new ragas like Bala Murli Krishna? What if I could play the tabla like Sakir Hussain? What if I could create another operating systems like Bill Gates? So we want to know a lot of things in the world. So we can know the entire world. Everything will be known. Knowledge will culminate. So that is first reason. And second is, after reaching there, there is no coming or falling down. So it's not like the Senate, it's not like a senator or becoming a senator or becoming a president. Those are all temporary roles or positions. 5 years, 10 years, we'll have to step down. Here there is no return at all. So once we get to that state, all knowing state, then there is no return back. And what do we get out of that all knowing? Why all knowing? Many people say like all knowing. I don't want to know everything. I just want to know something. That all knowing is another word for anandam. If we know everything, then we'll be blissful. We know everything. If we know everything, then such a person will not be afraid. There is no fear. There is no sorrow. There is no suffering because he knows everything. So that is why people want to know everything. So that these two reasons are good enough for a person to cut down this tree. Oh, if I cut down the tree will not exist. What about my parents? What about my possessions? Don't worry, all those will still exist because they are not real. That which is not real, you cannot remove it. All those will still be there. Your parents will be there, your relatives will be there, everything will be the same. The sun, the moon, the earth, everything will be exactly the same. It is just that there will be peace of mind in the mind. Okay, peace of mind in the mind. I am sorry, that's a wrong usage. There will be peace of mind, or eternal bliss will be there in the mind. So that is what a person really wants. It's not protecting people around us. Aham asmi sadha bhami kadachit naham apriyah. Never am I disliked. So we want to help others, because by helping others we will become happy. So it's our happiness. That's why Yajnavalkya says the husband is loved for the sake of husband, not for the sake of, sorry, the husband is loved for the sake of self, not for the sake of husband. So we love people not because we really love them. We love people because we want to be happy. If they are happy, we'll be happy. So that means it ultimately comes down to our happiness. So that happiness we can get only through this all-knowing state going beyond this world. And it's simple. It's not tough at all. What do we have to do? Asanga Shastram, and Asangam is not external. So there is no limitation. It's not like you have to shave your head. You have to wear the basma. You have to do regular sadhana. Intense sadhana. Tapas, 20 hours sadhana. No. 4-5 hours of sadhana, that is more than enough. And trying to always abide in the thought that everything is Ishvara. Ishvara nama rupam. Ishvara namam rupam. That is what is asangam. That knowledge will make a person go beyond bhedam, go beyond agadvesham, go beyond getting attached kama krodham, going beyond the entire world, beyond dukkham. It's very simple to implement, and the compassionate Shankara Bhagavad Pada also says asangam. If you cannot directly implement asangam, then make it dridam by viveka abhyasam. Viveka means anytime remembering everything is Ishvara, and try it abhyasam again and again. Try. You fall down again, try. So if the child thinks that, oh, I fell down once, I'm not going to walk again. I won't walk again. I fell down. I won't walk again. Then it will never walk. But the child gets up again and walks. Again it falls down. Again walks. Again falls down. Again walks. Again falls down. And that's how a person learns. So that's where... that's where Vivekananda's statement of not wait till the goal is achieved or reached. I forgot the exact words. Arise, awake. Stop not until the goal is reached. So that is what he said. So not giving up, trying to do abhyasam. So if we do that, tatap padam tat parimargitavyam, the padam, the state that a person will achieve after cutting down this tree is that state where, from where there is no return. That means there is, we won't come back, we won't fall into karma, we won't fall into samsara sagaram, we won't fall into dukkam. And tameva chadhyam purisham prapadye. And that is, how can we know, how can we, like, okay, cutting down is through asangam, that is one aspect, that is jagan mithya aspect. So again Krishna says, so whatever I said earlier, sarvam ishwaramayam, so there itself asangam is there. Asangam means detached to nama rupam. At the same time, we also have to focus on Ishvara. So both are required. Satsangam, do or follow satsangam, get away from dusangam, or anukula sevanam pratikula varjanam. Both are required. Asangam is for pratikulam, removing pratikula. So there we also have to focus on the truth. That's what Krishna says here. Tameva chadhyam purusham prapadye. And also that adhya purusha means first purusha, prapadye, prapatti. We already know this word. Prapatti means bhajanam. Sarva prakarena bhajanam, which Krishna will later say in this 15th chapter itself. And the last part he will say, so sarvavid bhajati, sarvavid bhajanam. So worshipping everywhere. Paritaha is also another word used in many places by Krishna. So adhya purusha, who is the adhya purusha who has to be sought out? Adhya purusha means first purusha. First purusha means who is the cause of this world, which means Ishvara. So one aspect is asangam towards the world, nama rupam. At the same time, get attached to Ishvara, worship Ishvara. So Ishvara Namam Rupam. Towards Nama Rupam, know that they are Mithya and thereby get away from them as much as possible. Internally, not externally, internally get away from them. Don't get attached. At the same time, get attached to Ishvara. And from that Ishvara, who is that Ishvara? Yataha Pravritti Prasrita Purani. From whom? Yataha, from whom? From that Ishvara Pravritti. Pravritti means karma. Karma means this karma loka or this vriksham has come from Ishvara. Prasrita has come Purani. From long time ago, long, long time ago, it is from that Ishvara that creation or this world has come. All activities start from that Purusha. Oh, activities start. So activities do exist. No, we have already discussed that activities are just illusion. Illusory activities have started from that Purusha. So it's like telling from the dreamer, the dream world activities start. Makes sense? The sentence is a proper sentence. It's logical as well, but is it really logical? No. From a different perspective, it's not logical. Oh, dream world. There is no dream world at all. Then how can you say dream world? Activities are there. So there is no dream world activities, but it makes sense from the dreamer, the dream world activities came. So that means how can we find that Purusha? Urdhvamoolam. So through the world, try to find out the reality behind the world. When we try to understand the world, we cannot know the world in its entirety, but we can know two aspects of the world, anityam, asukam. And when we find that this world is anityam and asukam, so we know there is a nityam, nitya vastu beyond this anitya vastu, and that is Ishvara. So we will start seeking that Ishvara from where this world has come. So the crux of these two shlokas is that we can only know that this world is anityam, asukam. Any other knowledge from the world is of no use. I know this Shastra, I know that Shastra, doesn't matter. I know 700 shlokas of Gita, doesn't matter. Do you know Ishvara? Chaturthavedyapi yo viprah so sukshmam brahmana vindati veda bhara bharakrantah savai brahmana gardabah. So Chaturthavedyapi yo viprah, a person yo viprah, a brahmana who knows all the four Vedas. So all the four Vedas, including the Vedangas, Upangas, Chaturdasha Vidya, all those he knows, everything he knows. So Sukshmam Brahmana Vindati. So Sukshmam Brahma. So he doesn't know Brahman. So Brahman he doesn't know. Everything else he knows. Brahman he doesn't know. So such a person is Veda Bhara Bharakrantaha Savai Brahmana Gardabaha. He is a Brahmana Gardabaha. Gardabam means donkey. He is a Brahmin donkey. He is a Brahmin donkey who carries the load of Vedas. So he doesn't know anything. There is no point of knowing the entire world. We can't know the entire world because the world is an illusion. What if we know the entire world? That is also no use. Imagine that there is somebody who knows all everything in the world. Of course, there is only one way to know the entire world, which is moksha or jivan mukti. But other than that, if somebody who knows everything, the entire world, it's of no use. We have to just know that this world is anityam asukam. So any inquiry, any too much inquiry into the world is of no use. A person should always be focused on the moolam, urdhvamoolam, onto that Ishvara from which this world has come, onto that truth after attaining which there is no return. So that is the one thing which is important in these two shlokas. And the second thing is that Asanga Shastram and Prapatti. So both go hand in hand. Asangam is kind of vairagyam. It is apara vairagyam, dispassion towards the world, whereas para vairagyam is where a person is focused on Ishvara. Both have to come. So Asanga Shastram. So know that this world is anityam asukam and use Asanga Shastram to cut down this world. Asanga Shastram, or being detached, So detachment is strengthened by vivekam and abhyasam, the vivekam that this world is just nama rupam in Ishvara. And abhyasam means trying to live it again and again, trying to have that knowledge again and again. That will help a person go beyond this world, go beyond this dukkha sagaram and abide in anandam. And that is the goal of life. So even learning the 15th chapter of Gita or any knowledge has to culminate in going beyond the dukkha sagaram, going beyond duality, going beyond raga dvesham, and achieving that or abiding in that one truth which alone exists. So idam jagat nama jagat idam nama rupa yuktam adya sad ikshyate srishte pura sadevasi nama rupa vivarjitam. So this world before creation, Purusha alone existed. After creation, this world is there. What is the world? Ishvara with a nama rupam. So jagat is Ishvara with nama rupam. Before creation, Ishvara alone was there. So how can I go beyond nama rupam? Get detached from nama rupam and focus on Ishvara. Automatically the world will stop obstructing our path. So that's why prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayah maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramatatah. So this world, prapancho yadi vidyeta, if the world does really exist, then don't worry, nivarteta, it will vanish. Na samshayaha, there is no doubt in this, because maya matram idam dvaitam, this dvaitam, this duality, this world, namarupam, is maya matram. It's like an aindrajalikam. Shankara uses the word aindrajalikam. Aindrajalikam, magician's creation. So if people, if anyone has watched the movie Illusionist, so there are a lot of illusions are created. So the person vanishes. Balakrishna Nair quotes, like says that long ago in Tiruvidangur, the Raja Darbar in Kerala, a magician came and he created an illusion that the entire state was underwater, like flood was coming in, and people started running here and there. There was nothing like that, but all those happened. So a new creation is created. Vishwamitra created the Trishanku Swarga. So this entire world is aindrajalikam, it's not real. Mayaviva vijrambayati api mahayogiva yaswechaya. By their own will, many people create aindrajalika creation. So similar is this world as well. This world, namarupam, is just an illusion. It's not real. Brahman alone is real. Brahmaiva satyam. I think that's the motto of Sringeri Math. So Brahmaiva satyam. Brahman alone is true. Everything else is just an illusion. And that's what Shankara says. Brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva na paraha. This Brahman alone is real. This world is only an illusion. And you are jiva, is Brahman alone, not different from Brahman. So asanga shastram. So we have to always use the asanga shastram and prapatti. So both go hand in hand. Both are two different aspects of the same thing. It's like two different sides of the same coin. So asangam, wherever asangam is there, there itself, like, we have to have some sangam. Sangam towards Ishvara and sangam towards Jagat. So it's not external renunciation of activities. It is inner renunciation, internally getting disassociated from Namarupam by knowing that Namarupam is Mithya, is not real. Everything is Ishvara alone. Such a person will be able to go beyond the world, cut down this tree and go beyond this world and ever be blissful. And it's that bliss which is ultimately the goal of a person. And this bliss, the bliss a person will achieve by following Asanga Shastram and Prapatti, is Yasmin Gata Na Nivartanti Bhuyaha, from which there is no return. It's not like temporary bliss. You just take some ganja and then, like, you get the happiness. It will vanish. Go for bhajans, happiness. After that, it will vanish. It's not like that. It is eternal. After reaching this stage or state, whatever we can call it, there is no return at all. So after After getting anandam, anandam of the Atman, once we know the Atman, then there is no fall down, there is no coming back, there is no dukkham at all. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to implement this Asanga Shastram and Prapatti in order to go beyond dukkham and ever abide in anandam. We'll continue later. Namaskar.